in cartel.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Oh, just a note. I'm sure you're aware that it, where it says that they will only have support available from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., I would want it probably for you to clarify if that's Central Time or Eastern Standard Time so you would know.
GSA proposal for judicial facility doors number 21-092 maintenance. Received a letter dated August 17, 2021 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form. And this is with DH Pace & Company Incorporated in Taney County. These are automatic sliding doors and tempered glass. And we picked option three.
Yes, sir.
For $10,228.
Due to, as the virus continues to grow and everything, I think this would be a good service to the employees and the customers.
It's, those doors are touched by lots of people each day.
When you say customers, you're talking about inmates?
About what?
Who uses the door?
You do when you go in.
I wasn't. Was this talked about last week?
It was, I think, week before.
I had to Google that word to make sure I understood.
Legalese.
That word there, major, it's a French.
Oh.
To make sure I understood.
Well, it says Taney County Jail Facility. Where is this going exactly?
It's going in the entrance of the judicial building.
Oh, so the main.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We've been having problems with the doors that we have, and two handles is almost cost as much as this whole door is going to cost.
Oh, for the
push bars. People come out of courts angry and hit those things.
Why would they come out angry?
Yeah. They do, but
must be the sheriff department's made them angry.
So, and I'm sorry. This is the first time hearing of it. Should I have heard of it earlier?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We've been gone. I brought it to everyone's attention. You wouldn't hear.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's all right. You could have called me.
I thought that's the one we talked about, and I said if it were I and in my own thing, I would replace it.
I don't remember.
Okay. And then if you walk up to them, explain then how they work. I thought we had discussed this when he was here.
Well, these will be, as you walk up a few feet from the doors, they will open from either side.
Be automatic doors?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. On both sets or just one? Because in their breezeway?
The inner breezeway doors will remain the same. They have the handicapped entrance, or you can just have a handle. They don't have the, you know, as far as the mechanisms it goes into, in throughout the door,
okay,
like the exterior ones do. And these doors will have, not only will it lock, but it also has a cylinder lock on it in case of emergency, you know, other than the ones at the inside, because they do not have any locks on those.
And then who is DH Pace?
That's Overhead Door.
Okay. And we have a contract with them to do?
Yeah, they have a state contract.
Okay. Thank you.
Anyone have any more questions?
I don't.
No.
If there's no more questions, then I move to approve the GSA proposal for traditional facility doors between DH Pace Company, Inc. and Taney County.
Do you mind adding specific to option 3?
As presented with option 3.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Notice of termination with Tomo Drug Testing, number 21094HR. I've received a letter dated August 17th from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. Yes, the county can award the new contract and not terminate Tomo contract and provide notice in February and March 2022. And make it effective April 10, 2022. And I guess the Tomo drug screening has already been informed. Yeah. And Mr. Elliott does approve the notice of termination as to form.
This is just to officially mail out that notice of termination.
Move to approve the notice of termination to be sent to Tomo Drug Testing.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Purchase of new of sewer district building, contract for sale of real estate, and general warranty deed number 21-018, County Commission. I've received a letter dated August 17th from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. And he has reviewed the draft of the general warranty deed and appears to be sufficient in order.
I believe that we had discussed as a commission a year or so ago, it seemed like, that due to the fact that this came from the county to them and it's just coming back to the county, that we were comfortable with the deed. Is that the other commissioner's memory?
Yes.
Yeah.
Brad, did you want to give a quick historical background? I mean, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I can do that.
I'm sure there's people that would like to know as to why and what.
Sure. The Sewer District is operated out of the office at 207 David Street, just down the road here. For several years, that building was conveyed to the district back in 2011 or 12, and
We had purchased our own property, built our own maintenance facility and office, have moved already. We're operating out of there in Kirbyville at 6733 East State Highway 76. So we no longer need the building. The deed did have the first right of refusal back to the county commission, and it's my understanding that's the plan from both this commission and my board, the sewer board that I work for. My board approved the contract for sale of real estate and a resolution authorizing me to sign any and all documents at the closing. They did that this Tuesday at their board meeting. So, you are so inclined, I believe you could just approve the contract for sale of real estate and the deed, and then the process would be we would forward that, or I will forward that to the title company. We'll have a binder of title insurance done by the title company, and they'll set a closing for us. I'll show up and sign on behalf of the district, and we would need somebody to show up and sign on behalf of the county.
So, like you said, 2011-2012, sewer district utilized that building, was conveyed over to them, and during that time or soon after, it was agreed upon that, like you said, we'd have first right refusal, and the price was set back then.
That's correct.
And so during the whole time, we've had planning and zoning's been in there with you guys, and has anybody else been in there? Water testing?
Yes. Yeah.
And environmental services?
Cole was there for several years prior to his retirement. And it was a really good partnership. The county had maintained IT services and cleaning services on the building. We provided repair, maintenance, and things like that anything went wrong. It's been a great partnership, and we're thankful for our new facility in Kirbyville. And we'll be having a grand opening soon, so everyone can come and tour that. But this kind of finalizes that building. We do have the shop that we technically lease from you all out at F Highway, and we need to continue that for a little bit longer. We've not moved everything out of that to our new maintenance facility in Kirbyville, but we will within the next, I'll just call it a few months, surely by the end of the year. It'll be a process. We got a lot of stuff out there. But
I just wanted to kind of put that on the record. That way everybody knew the reasons and the history as to it, and not just make assumptions as to...
I'm curious, the roof on the building 207, mm-hmm. David, do you have any idea how old that is, when it's been repaired?
I don't, and we've had it looked at a couple times, and I want to say some minor work done on it at least once, maybe twice. It does probably need to be looked at maybe more extensively.
I was thinking of that could be a...
We have had some
upcoming expense.
HVAC systems, I think there's four, if I'm remembering correctly, four units. I know there's at least three, maybe just three. I know two of them are pretty new. One of them is almost brand new, within a few months old. Another one is probably a year or two old. And then I know there's at least one old unit, so that may be an upcoming expense. But other than the roof and that... not really aware of too much.
And like Commissioner Williams said, the planning and zoning has continued to operate out there, and they have mm-hmm. done some remodeling.
Mm-hmm. Visited that after we moved our stuff out back in July. And they've definitely utilized the offices and things that we were occupying, and it looks like it's working out great for them.
Move to approve the contract for sale of real estate by and between Taney County Regional Sewer District and Taney County, and authorize Presiding Commissioner Schofield to execute the contract.
Second with discussion.
Does
that